This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Natalia Navarro. Hazy air could return to the Front Range over the long weekend. And as CPR's Sam Brash reports, there are some quick ways to check if it's safe to breathe.
Scott Landis is Colorado's air quality forecaster. He says one easy thing to monitor is government websites like airnow.gov. If that's not possible, he recommends using your senses.
If you're out and about, you start seeing it getting hazier and hazier, and you get to the point where you can't see a landmark that's 5 miles away, you know at that point the smoke is unhealthy.
The holiday weekend is set to be hot, dry, and windy. Landis says those conditions could fuel fires burning in Colorado. A shift in winds could also redirect smoke from West Coast fires into the state. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A nearly $7 million grant will help the University of Colorado Boulder and other universities uncover how rock, soil, water, and living organisms interact, and how those relationships change in response to things like fire and drought. The study will examine how these elements of the critical zone, that's the thin layer of the Earth's surface, play a role on the way water moves around and is stored in the ground. The work will help scientists better understand how climate change is going to affect the West and how to manage important water resources. Denver has a high of almost 100 degrees today, 90 in Grand Junction and 100 degrees in, no, sorry, 90 in Colorado Springs, 100 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News and KRCC.